So if you lie on your back and just take a moment to sense yourself, and if you're not ready to lie on your back, you're still figuring out how to lie on your side in a comfortable way, keep going with that, because I'll just talk for a little bit while people are getting settled. But if you think about it, the human body is not symmetrical. So functionally, we're not symmetrical. So most of us are right-handed or left-handed. Apparently, it's a tiny, tiny proportion. It's 0.01% are truly ambidextrous. And then I read that in a book. Often I forget things, so don't believe or quote me. And anyway, the books are probably wrong. So you can make stuff up. I make stuff up all the time. Human body is not symmetrical. Functionally, not symmetrical. And then also, the way the organs are arranged inside, it's not symmetrical. Heart's more to one side, one lung is bigger than the other. Usually in women, one breast is bigger than the other. In men, strangely enough, one ball is always bigger than the other. The left ball. Boys, you can check afterwards. And it's done so that the balls hang in this nice little crevice, this shape, this triangular shape at the top. So it's done so they can hang there. And then the really strange thing is that 1 in 10,000 people, all the organs are a mirror image of what they normally are. 1 in 10,000 people, the heart's on the right, the bigger lungs on the left. And that's apparently about 1 in 10,000 people. So as you sense yourself in any of these exploration classes, one thing is you have these models, and the other thing is you have yourself. And yourself, you never really, you have the freedom to imagine yourself and get to know yourself. And you're probably not like the models are. So as you lie there right now, you're in a more or less symmetrical position, but you don't have to correct yourself. Just get interested in how you perceive the difference between one side of yourself and the other. Maybe one leg feels heavier than the other or longer. You can rest on your back. The idea is to have the legs long, but if you have something going on with the lower back, have the legs bent, feet standing, it's up to you. So really, you have the freedom to arrange yourself comfortably. Maybe if you feel a difference in the legs, maybe it's reflected a little bit in the way the pelvis lies. One side of the pelvis feels bigger or smaller than the other. Probably a difference in the feeling in the two hands, the two arms. Again, that will be reflected in what you feel in the shoulders. The way the ribs rest on the floor. Maybe one side of your chest feels bigger than the other. The breathing will be different, one side, the other. The way your head is organized. Maybe your head or your nose is pointed in one direction or the other. Very gently roll your head, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Roll it a little bit left, a little bit right, and just notice you're not going to achieve anything. You're just noticing what the sensation is. A little bit is a little bit. If I had 100 euros and I asked you for a little bit, I'd expect like 1 or 2 or 5 euros, not like 80 euros. So a little bit means, a little bit. And if you notice that it's easier to roll the head in one direction than the other, maybe you could relate that to the way what you felt in the chest or the arms. So leave that and roll over onto your most comfortable side. Roll over onto the most comfortable side. Organize yourself. Your head is resting on your arm or on the floor, or maybe you've got some support. If your elbow's on the floor, you'll roll forwards. So you want to have the hand flat on the floor, and then you're really on your side. One knee is on top of the other, one foot is on top of the other. Good. One knee is on top of the other, one foot. And in this position, find a way, again, gently, to press the ribs that are touching the floor, press them gently into the side. So you can put the hand maybe here. Or here. But you want to be really on your side. So very gently you want to try and press the ribs that are touching the floor. You press them a little bit into the floor and then let go of them. And again, not as much as you possibly could. Just a little bit. not 100 euros worth, but more like 5 euros or 10 euros worth. Or maybe even 1 euro or 50 cents. How big a movement do you need to know that you've done something? And how do you create that movement? What parts of you become involved? What moves? Where do you move in order to be able to press the ribs into the floor? Let go of it for a moment and think about, you have 12 ribs. You have 4 ribs nearer the shoulder blade, a shoulder and the head. You have 4 ribs closer to the pelvis. And you have 4 middle ribs. Think about just that. You should be standing until you're really on your side, yeah? And you could help yourself by tucking your legs up a little bit. And that's also a possibility, yeah? Just think about the 4 middle ribs on the side of you that's touching the floor. Think about pressing them more into the floor and releasing. Does that change what you do? And where do you move to make that happen? What happens in your spine, in your pelvis, your legs, your feet maybe? Where do you feel a trace of that movement? What happens in your head, in your neck, maybe your shoulder? And as you did a movement, how can you do it in a more and more comfortable way? Can you, rather than repeating, could you just sort of play a little bit inside of it? The structure's quite tight, but there's room for play. And then pause for a moment and try lifting those 4 middle ribs on the side of you that's touching the floor. Lift them a little bit away from the floor and let them come back. Maybe they don't have to leave the floor. You could imagine you're lying on a piece of paper or something. You just want to lift those ribs enough that someone could slide the paper out. And then you put them back down again. And then you have a little rest and then you do it again. So you finish one movement before you begin another. And again, as you do it, what moves? Something happened in the spine, in the ribs, in the shoulder area, head, feet, knees. How do you create that? Next time you pause, begin to alternate. So once you lift these middle 4 ribs a little bit away from the floor or make them lighter on the floor, and then you release, and then you press the 4 middle ribs into the floor, and then you release, and then you lift and release and press and release. So now the movement is twice as big. Again, scan your attention around yourself and notice, how do you create that? What moves in order to create that? How much of you becomes involved in the spine, ribs? Maybe the ribs on the other side do something. In the shoulders, head, neck, in the pelvis. Maybe you feel your knees moving a little bit or your feet. And any time you like, you can rest for a while and then come back to it. I don't know what it's like to be you, so. And you want to make this comfortable, pleasant. Pause for a moment and just roll over onto your back and just notice what it feels like or what you feel like right now. Again, as you roll onto your back, don't organize yourself. You just. And put yourself in a more or less symmetrical position, but just be open to maybe something changed. If something changed, it's not a structural change, it's more a change in your brain you could think about. Do you notice how the breath, or what parts of you move as you breathe? Particularly through the chest. How does your chest move as you breathe? You breathe more fully on one side than the other. You feel yourself different, having explored those movements with the ribs. Leave it, roll back over onto the same side, same position, and come back to those movements. Pressing and lifting the ribs, 4 middle ribs on the side of you that's closest to the floor, and just see, Sometimes just having a little moment on the back can refresh things. And then pause for a moment. And now think about the four middle ribs on the other side of yourself, on the side that's towards the ceiling. You stay on the same side. The whole class happens on the same side. You just think about those four middle ribs that are on the other side of you. And imagine someone puts a hand there, a nice, warm, gentle hand. And think about pressing those ribs a little bit into the hand. Or you could think about taking them towards the ceiling and then let go again. And try that. And if you're not clear about it, you can ask me and I'll become the gentle hand. So you lift those four ribs, or you press those four ribs towards the ceiling. Exactly. And then you relax and let go again. And you'll notice it's a really similar movement to what you were doing before, but now you're thinking about it from the other side of yourself. And maybe that, again, scan the attention around yourself and notice what parts of you move in order to create that. Where do you work to create that movement? What do you feel in the hips, legs, feet, in the shoulder, head, neck? How is it different to do the movement from the other side? Next time you release the movement, try moving the hands in the moving the ribs in the other direction. Think of pulling them away from the ceiling or withdrawing them from this imaginary hand. The four middle ribs on the side of you that's away from the floor. Thinking pulling them away from the ceiling, pulling them away from the imaginary hand. And how can you organize it so it's effortless, easy? Make a small movement. And again, it's similar to what you did before, but it's different maybe thinking about it from the other side of yourself. Next time you rest and release, begin to alternate. So once you kind of lift the ribs or push them into this imaginary hand, lift them towards the ceiling. And then you release. And then you think of pulling them away from the ceiling or the imaginary hand and then release. And you alternate. And in the middle is a moment when you release, when you rest. So you let go of one movement before you begin the other. And, you know, signs that it's going well are it's easy. The breathing can stay full and easy and relaxed. Your face is not screwed up. Your tongue is relaxed in your mouth. The movement's smooth, not jerky. Those kind of things. What's the quality of the movement? It's not really a difficult movement, so you can really work or attend to the quality. And scan your attention around yourself. Notice where you're moving to make this happen. What's happening as you move these four middle ribs on the side of you that's away from the from the floor? What's happening on the other side, the four middle ribs that are closer to the floor? How do they respond? Pause for a moment and then bring your attention back to the four middle ribs that are closer to the floor and try moving those again. Press them into the floor, lift them away from the floor. See what that movement feels like now. Is it getting clearer, easier? And then leave it, roll over onto your back, and notice what it feels like, or what you feel like now. Again, the intention is to lie symmetrically, but don't fiddle with yourself too much. You just kind of roll over onto your back, and just be curious what's changing. In these larger rests, I'd really encourage you not to shake or stretch unless you feel like there's some change that's a bit unbearable. One of my favourite philosophers said that he defined ego as excess muscle tension. Ego, excess muscle tension. So, and what we're doing in these classes is basically playing with your resting muscle tension. Playing with your ego through movement. So sometimes you'll notice these changes in these that happen in these rests. And the idea is to benefit from the class is to stay inside of that for as long as possible without trying to hold on to it. And if you shake or stretch, it'll tend to undo that work. It'll put you back into a habitual way of organizing yourself. But sometimes it's just too unbearable to be different. So then, of course, you stretch and shake it out. So it's really up to you, you know, how you deal with that. How do you sense yourself now? Now again, please roll over onto the same side, same position. At this time, bring your attention to the four ribs, lower ribs, the lower ribs now, the ribs closer to the pelvis. And we'll start with the four lower ribs on the side which is closer to the floor. And just find a way to lift those four lower ribs a little bit away from the floor or make them lighter. And then you let them back down again. And how is it different if you think about the four lower ribs, these four ribs, that's two floating ribs and the ones above those, Freienribben for the Germans. Is your head and neck and shoulders active in a different way now? Is your pelvis, legs, feet active in a different way? What's different? This work is a bit like tea tasting. Think of yourself as a tea taster of your own movement, or a wine taster if you prefer. How is it different? And then move the attention to the four lower ribs that are away from the floor, and think about pressing them into an imaginary hand or lifting them towards the ceiling. In other words, it's the same movement, but you initiate it from the other side. How is it different? Does it shine a light on the way you organize yourself in a different way? You get more information. And you can play a little bit. Once or twice initiate from the side that's closer to the floor, and once or twice initiate from the side that's away from the ceiling. What would it be like to initiate from both sides at the same time? You can play. And you can take little rests when you feel like it. And then think about the movement, play a little bit with the movement in the other direction. Think about those four lower ribs and try pressing them more into the floor and releasing a few times. Again, is the pelvis, is the spine differently involved when you play with these four lower ribs? The pelvis, the shoulder girdle, is it differently involved? You could shift again the initiation to the other side. So playing, lifting and pressing the four lower ribs into the floor. Or you could think of the four lower ribs on the other side that's towards the ceiling, lifting them towards the ceiling, pressing them into an imaginary hand or withdrawing them from the ceiling. playing a little bit. As you do it differently, can you feel that it's different? Can you feel the difference? Four different things to do. You can think of the side closest to the floor, pressing. That's thing one. Lifting, thing two. You can think of the four lower ribs on the towards the ceiling. Lifting them towards the ceiling or pressing them into imaginary hand. That's the third thing. Pulling them away from the imaginary hand. And let your attention travel through your whole self and just notice what parts of you become involved in order to, what parts of you need to move in order to let that happen. And what you'll find is the more of you that's involved, the more comfortable and easy and fluid and just nicer the movement will feel. Let go of it now and roll over onto your back, curious what the effect is. Could I ask you to get me a glass of water from downstairs? Because my throat is really dry. Yeah, thanks. If you feel that something's changing in the way your body's organizing or you're organizing yourself lying on the floor, try rolling your head a little bit left and right. See, is that movement being affected? It's easier to roll the head in one direction than the other. Do you feel, if you leave the head more or less in what feels like the middle right now, do you feel that the breath passes through the two sides of your chest in different ways? And then again, please roll over onto the same side, same position. But this, sometimes, this you really want to have the lying on the arm this time with the arm straight. So that you open these four, we're going to play with the four upper ribs now. The ones underneath your armpit in the axle hurdle. So, you want to open those to the floor. And you can, I give you a couple of minutes to play for yourself, you know. You have four different ways of doing this. Thinking of the four upper ribs, the ones closest to your head, the ones you can think of lifting them away from the floor, on the side of you that's closer to the floor, pressing them into the floor. Or you could think of the other side, the side that's towards the ceiling. And then the thing is, once you, maybe it's a little, these four upper ribs are a little bit hidden sometimes, or maybe not so easily accessible for many people. Not so much thought about or experienced. So maybe which of those four possibilities is easiest for you? To lift or press, and on which side? Maybe it's not clear to begin with how to organize this. So you play. And part of the playing is taking a little rest every now and again. And the other thing is, as you do the movement, that's one thing, but then can you scan your attention around yourself and notice? As you play with these four upper ribs, do you become more active in the shoulders and the head and neck, or do you become more active in the pelvis and the legs? The lovely thing about these classes is there's nothing really to get right. There's this room for endless improvement. Kind of finer and finer ability to sense. So wherever you're at. And maybe a really good place is like, fuck it, I've had enough. Malcolm's been talking so much this morning that I just want to have a little rest, you know. That's also a good place to recognize. Take another minute or so to play with these upper ribs. And then when you're done, leave it, roll over onto your back, curious what the effect might have been. I mean, it's clear we're not stretching or anything. So if there's been a change, how does that change happen? Just one more set of variations to play with, so soon you'll get a chance to move with this. Soon I'll shut up. And so for the last time, please, roll over onto the same side. Make yourself comfortable. Almost the last time. And this time, do this. Take your head, hand. Take your hand and put it on the top of your head with your elbow pointed to the ceiling. The hand that's away from the floor. The other one. That one. Yeah? And then slide it over the top of your head to take hold of the ear that's resting on the arm or closest to the floor. In other words, you're going to lift your head up with the help of your hand. You're going to lift your head up with the help of your hand. Oh, put your hand. That, the other ear. Slide it under. There you go. Yeah. And not over the back of the head, but really over the top of the head. And a few times, lift your head up with the help of your hand and put it down again. You don't have to lift it up very high. €5, not €100. Unless it's really pleasurable, in which case, give €100. Why not? And as you lift your head up, listen. What ribs come to press more into the floor? What ribs press more into the floor as you lift your head up? And how does it feel when you let the head come down? Can you release those ribs? Can you really rest? And then the next time you lift your head up, actively press those ribs into the floor and see what that does. Does that make it easier to lift the head up? And then another option would be this. Could you begin the movement not by lifting the head, but by pressing the ribs? What's that like? You press the ribs and then you lift the head. What helps to get your head lighter? Next time you let your head down, you can take the hand away from the head for the moment. Make sure you have one knee on top of the other and one foot on top of the other. And then try this. Try taking the top foot away from the bottom foot while keeping the knees together. You keep the knees touching. You take the top foot away from the bottom foot a little bit and then put it back down again. And notice how you do that. It really helps to let your pelvis move. As you do that, the side of the pelvis that's away from the floor moves a little bit in the direction of your head, and maybe you roll forwards a little bit. And as you take the top foot away from the bottom foot, notice what ribs come to press more into the floor. And again, could you actively press those ribs into the floor? Does it help to make the foot a little bit lighter as you actively press the ribs? And again, you could think about beginning the movement with the ribs and then lifting the foot. And how does that feel? Feldenkrais used to say, or what did I, fuck it, I can't remember what he used to say. I mean, I never met the guy, so these are all stories. Oh yeah, this. He used to say, if you only have one way of doing something, you're like a stone. If you have two ways of doing something, you're like a light switch. And if you have three ways of doing something, it's the beginning of being human. So again, this work is not about getting it right, but it's about creating possibilities. How many different ways could you do the same thing? Next time the foot comes down, leave the foot down. Put the hand over the head in a good place to lift the head, and try lifting the head and the foot at the same time. And put them down again and rest. And do that a few times. It doesn't have to be big. In fact, you don't even have to do the movement. You could just imagine it. It's even more powerful if you imagine it. And then again, could you notice which ribs come to press more into the floor as you lift the head and the foot? And could you actively press those ribs? Does it help to get the foot and the head lighter? And you could play with initiating the movement from the ribs and then lifting the head and the foot. How's that? How many different ways can you do the same thing? And then next time they put the head and the foot down, just try, leave the foot down and just try lifting the head again, like you did at the beginning of this section. And just see what it feels like to lift the head now. Don't do anything special with the ribs. Maybe your ribs do something different than they did before. And then leave it, roll over onto your back and see what happened. Always coming back to this, lying down, standing, walking. Same, same, but different. What changed? Resisting the urge to stretch or shake out unless you really, really want to. Knowing that if you do it, it's going to undo a bit of the work that we've done. But you want to stay comfortable. How's the breath passing through you? Maybe you want to roll your head a little bit left and right. I mean, roll your head left and right if you're getting information from it, you know. If not, don't bother. And then for the very last time, please roll over onto the same side, same position. Last time. Imagine that you have one a very soft, warm, gentle hand on one shoulder and one on the shoulder that's away from the floor and the side of the pelvis that's away from the floor. And just once or twice make a movement of as if you wanted to increase the space between those two hands. It's like you want to move your shoulder and your hip joint that are away from the floor, you want to move them away from each other a little bit. Notice how the side of you that tends to lift or make lighter the side of you that's towards the floor. Yep, who said that? Shoulder and the hip joint, I'll be the imaginary hand. I'll be a real hand. The shoulder and the hip joint, increase the space between my hands. That way. Yeah. Get longer on the side of you that's away from the floor. And let it come back. And then pause, and then get shorter on this side. Bring the shoulder and the hip joint towards each other. A little bit. And then begin to alternate. Get longer on this side. Shoulder and hip go away from each other. Relax. Then get shorter on this side. And then relax. You're working with the side of you that's away from the floor. Notice what happens to the other side. As one side gets longer, the side that's closest to the floor gets shorter. The side that's away from the floor gets shorter. The side that's towards the floor gets longer. Could you transfer the initiation to the side of you that's closer to the floor? And still breathe and smile at the same time, knowing this is the last thing you're going to do on the floor right now. Pause for a moment, stay on the side, and just remember the very first, almost the first thing we did. Take those four middle ribs on the side of you that's touching the floor, very gently press those four middle ribs into the floor and lift them away from the floor. And feel what that feels like now. Does it get easier? Softer? Good. Leave it. Roll over onto your back. Take a final rest. And notice how you sense yourself now. How the breath passes through the two sides of you. Maybe you want to roll your head a little bit left and right. If you feel a difference in the two sides of you right now, which side of yourself would you like all of yourself to feel like? It's a funny class because it happens on one side, but you use both sides of yourself. It's not like we've only been working one side, but the position has been asymmetrical. And there's no right answer. It's just the answer is your experience right now. Very gently roll to the side, sit up and bring yourself up to standing. I'll explain what we'll do for the last bit.